From Nevada Public Radio, this is the Daily Rundown. I'm Natalie Ott. Here are your top local stories for July 22, 2026. Those who lost loved ones in the October 1st, 2017 shooting are closer to having a place to honor them. The Vegas Strong Memorial Foundation, a nonprofit formed in the wake of the shooting, is now the full owner of the two-acre site where victims died. A gunman shot and killed 58 people attending the Route 91 Harvest Festival on South Las Vegas Boulevard near the corner of Mandalay Bay Road. Other attendees have died in the intervening years. The memorial also looks to stress the resilience and compassion of the 850 people who were injured, 22,000 others who were at the concert, and first responders to the scene. In a statement, Jan Jones Blackhurst acknowledged MGM for donating the site and giving the community a place to gather. Jones Blackhurst is the chairperson of the Vegas Strong Fund Board. The organization expects construction to begin this fall. After months of inactivity, a bill aiming to improve housing on federally recognized tribal land is scheduled to be heard. It's set for July 22nd at noon in a U.S. Senate Committee of Indian Affairs meeting. The bill would reauthorize the Native American Housing Assistance and Self-Determination Act of 1996, otherwise known as NAHASDA. Before the act, federal Native housing programs were poorly aligned with tribes. NAHASDA consolidated two other programs, the Title VI Loan Guarantee and the Indian Housing Block Grant. The aim was to efficiently use federal funding for housing development. In the process, it treats tribes like states. But the program expired 13 years ago, and tribal advocacy groups have been pushing for its return. Now, with a severe lack of housing on many reservations, organizations like the National American Indian Housing Council and the National Congress of American Indians are asking Congress to reauthorize the act. Nevada is just over the federal government's new threshold of acceptable error rates in distributing SNAP benefits. That's according to reporting Tuesday by Hightower Las Vegas and RCG Economics based on National Conference of State Legislatures analysis. It looked at the federal food assistance program, once referred to as food stamps. Last year, the federal government set an error rate benchmark at 6%. Nevada's was 6.2%. That means it's one of three dozen states that will now have to fund between 5% and 15% of the benefits their residents use. The amount hasn't been determined yet. Nationwide, states could be on the hook for $9 billion in food assistance starting next year. Terrible's will reopen Prim Valley Casino at noon, July 22nd. That's 17 days after taking over operations from Affinity Gaming, which had closed the property. The resort on the Nevada-California border has 250 rooms. Terrible's will honor rewards tiers from existing loyalty club players and will launch a new program. It also will forego resort fees for room bookings. It hasn't revealed plans for the other two closed properties, Buffalo Bill's and Whiskey Pete's. Of the many political dramas unfolding on any given day in the nation's capital, one character has emerged as an unlikely star: the Lincoln Memorial Reflecting Pool. The shallow rectangular landmark has been the site of historic speeches and presidential inaugurations over the decades. But now, at age 104, it's taken on a new national significance as the site of the Trump administration's embattled beautification efforts and the criticism, misinformation, and mockery that's ensued as the months drag on. The reflecting pool is sort of the perfect fodder for hate watching in real life, because it's something that keeps unfolding, said Danielle Lindemann, a professor of sociology at Lehigh University and the author of True Story: What Reality TV Says About Us. President Trump said in April that it would take about 2 weeks and $2 million to resurface the pool in American flag blue to address leaks and freshen its appearance ahead of Washington's 4th of July celebrations. The price tag has since ballooned to more than $14 million, and more than 2 weeks after Independence Day, the pool is empty and fenced off from the public. There have been plenty of twists and turns along the way. Read the full story by NPR's Rachel Treisman at knpr.org. This has been The Daily Rundown, a production of Nevada Public Radio. To hear more or support public radio in Southern Nevada, visit knpr.org.